Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Calvo, and I'm back here on Main Menu. And today, I'm going to share with you the VIP 1000 Talking Thermostat. And boy, is this a very, very cool product. For years, I've always wished that I could go to the air conditioner and set it up and, you know, turn the air up and down and set it up wherever I wanted it. And now I can do it. Not only can I do that, but I can also program it 4 different times of the day, Monday through Friday, or on Saturday and Sunday, 4 different settings for weekday or weekends, and all this just by voice prompting. And I'll tell you, these guys have done an excellent job at going ahead and scripting their help document that is shipped with the unit. It's shipped on floppy disk. It's shipped in print, both the user's manual and the technical version for your installation professional, and I do understand that by the time that this review hits the air, there will be a cassette. I've spoken quite a bit with Fred Rhodes, one of the developers of the product from this company, and their hearts are really there, folks. They really want to make sure that we get a great product that really can be an asset to us at a great price. And I'll tell you, I paid $99 for it. And, of course, I am getting my own professional to install it locally. They do provide professionals if you have one in your area. So when you call them to buy the product, they will suggest to you a person in your area that will install it for you. If not, it really isn't a huge deal to install. Anybody who's replaced a thermostat can do it. There's basically 3 cables there that are color-coded, and if you know how to install those, you're good to go. You don't need to have the thermostat installed to program it. You can actually sit it on top of a table, as I did for this demo, and go ahead and program it, as I'm about to do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Eloquence read this text document, and we're going to insert the actual unit talking so you can hear what it sounds like and what the verbal feedback will be. Forgive the text-to-speech. Those of you who deal with it all the time, I hope that the speed is adequate. Some of us like it faster. Some of us like it slower. But hey, I'm doing my best. Again, this is a wonderful consumer product. And really, take a listen. You're about to hear something that, while on the outside it's no big deal, it is such a valuable piece of equipment that once you install it and once you start living with it, I can really see where this product will become invaluable. I know that you'd have to pay me at least 3 or 4 times the amount I paid for mine just to get it from me, because I really, really like it. Kudos to this company. I hope that it all goes well, and I encourage each and every one of you guys to purchase one and tell other people that don't have the privilege of listening to this program about this product.
Dear new customer, enclosed is your beta VIP 1000 thermostat. To get started, just follow the customer information below. This is our first attempt at writing instructions for the blind, and we hope it makes it easier to operate the thermostat. We are very interested in your comments and suggestions. Thanks again for all your help. Best regards, Sunny Knoblich and Fred Rhodes, Smartway Solutions, Inc. VIP 1000 Smartway Solutions. Com toll-free phone number 866-743-5663. Customer information on the visually impaired programmable talking thermostat. Model number VIP 1000. Introduction. The VIP Talking Thermostat is the first digital thermostat with audio playback of the daytime indoor temperature, temperature settings, and programming instructions. The thermostat is expressly designed so the visually impaired can precisely and easily manage their indoor comfort. Section 1. Getting to know the VIP 1000. The best way to get familiar with your new VIP 1000 thermostat is to pick it up and feel it. Knowing where everything is located will help you to easily follow its voice instructions. To get your bearings, hold the VT 1000 in both hands with the rounded side in your left hand. The thermostat's dimensions are approximately 6 inches across, 4 inches high, and 1.5 inch deep. Feel along the underside of the thermostat until you touch a flexible plastic ribbon. This ribbon prevents the batteries from discharging during shipping. Gently pull on the ribbon until it is separate from the thermostat. The thermostat should now have power from the batteries. Return your hands to their original positions. Move your left thumb along the curved side until it meets the top flat edge. Then move your thumb 1 inch down the flat front surface and you will feel a small round button. This is the help button. Press it, you will hear useful service information. This also confirms the batteries are working correctly.
If you have problems following the instructions or need assistance, call 504-733-5888 and ask for VIP technical support. That's 504-733-5888.
Move down about 1-2 inch more and you will feel a 1 inch round protrusion for the speaker. Move 1-2 inch below the speaker and you will feel another small round button. This is the report button. Press it and you will hear the day, time, indoor temperature, and thermostat settings.
Monday, 12:08 a.m. Indoor temperature is 78 degrees. The thermostat setting is
Now move your right thumb up along the flat right side until you reach the corner. Move your thumb 1 inch down the front surface and you will feel a small round button. Hold it down for about 7 seconds and you will hear the software version of your VIP 1000.
3, 5.
Move your thumb about 1/2 inch to the left. You will feel 2 half circle buttons above and below each other. These are the up and down buttons and are used to adjust temperature settings and make programming changes. Press the top up button, you will hear the new temperature setting. Press it again and the setting increases 1 more degree. Press the bottom down button and you will hear the setting decrease 1 degree.
63. 64. 63.
Move your right thumb down 1/2 inch and then to the left until you feel a curved flange opening. Gently pull it with your thumb and the front panel door will swing down. Once open, you can access the switches and buttons that operate the thermostat. Place the VIP 1000 on the table or flat surface. Now that the panel door is open, you can feel at the top of the opening a curved edge. Along the curved edge, run your finger to the right until you feel the corner edge. Move your finger back left 1/2 inch and then down 1/2 inch until you feel a slide switch. This is the mode switch. With your thumb, slide the switch up as far as it will go. The thermostat is now set to run and eat. Slide the switch down until you feel one click. The thermostat is now set to the off position. Press the report button to hear confirmation that the thermostat setting is off. If you forgot the location of the round report button, it's on the lower left side of the case.
The thermostat setting is off.
Slide the switch down one more click to the bottom position. The thermostat is now set to run and cool. Move your finger left about 1/2 inch until you feel another up and down slide switch. Slide it down until it clicks into the bottom position. The fan is now in the auto position and will only operate when heating or cooling is running. Move your finger left about 1/2 inch until you feel a round button. This is the yes button. Immediately below it is another round button. This is the no button. These are used to accept or decline programming changes. Move your finger left about 1/4 inch until you feel 2 more round buttons above and below each other. The top button is the weekend button. The lower button is the weekday button. The weekend button is used to set up Saturday and Sunday programmable settings. The weekday button is used to set up Monday through Friday programmable settings. Move your finger left about 1/4 inch until you feel 2 more round buttons above and below each other. The top button is the program on-off button. The lower button is the run button. Press the on-off button. If you hear program is on, the thermostat is set to programmable operation. If you hear program is off, the thermostat is set to run as a conventional thermostat. Pressing the on-off button toggles between program on and program off. The run button is used to accept program changes. Move your finger left 1/4 inch until you feel 1 more round button. This is the daytime button. Press this button to change day and time to the correct settings. Move your finger left and down about 1/4 inch until you feel a much smaller round button. This is the reset button. It's only used to reinstall the audio if you can't hear any sound playback after replacing the batteries. Close the front panel door by swinging it up until it clicks into place. Find the door's curved flange opening again and then move your finger up 1/2 inch until you feel a smooth 1x2 inches rectangular surface. This is the LCD screen that displays all operations that are spoken. That's it. For more information about the function of each button or switch, refer to the case buttons and display screen and the front panel switches and buttons sections. Section 2, getting to know each feature. Now that we have reviewed the general layout, let's go over the function of all buttons, switches, and other features. As each is reviewed, see if you can locate them on your thermostat. Front panel switches and buttons. Most of the setup buttons and switches are located inside the front panel door. Gently pull the door down to access these. Reset button. After replacing the batteries, you may need to press the reset button if the audio does not play. To reset, press the button down for at least 7 seconds using the tip of a ballpoint pen. To correct these settings, press the set daytime button and follow the audio instructions. Set daytime button. Press this button to hear instructions on adjusting the day and or time settings.
Thursday, 9:20, 8 p.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes or no.
I'm going to press yes.
Would you like voice instructions? Press yes or no.
I press yes again.
Press the up or down key to set minutes. When finished, press run.
Okay, so if I press any other key on the unit right now,
28.
It's going to tell me
28.
What I'm set at. So let's make it up to 30.
29, 30.
And then I'm going to press the run key.
30. Press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run.
And if I want to know what time it is, what hour it's set on.
9 p.m.
Well, let's make it 11 p.m.
10 p.m. 11 p.m.
Okay, press run.
11 p.m. Press the up or down key to set the day of the week. When finished, press run.
And today it's set on Thursday already, so let's make it Tuesday.
Wednesday. Tuesday.
There we go.
Tuesday, 11:30 p.m. Program completed.
On-off button. This turns the programmable operation on and off. Press this button to hear program is on or program is off. Pressing again toggles between program on and program off. Run button. Weekend button. Press this to program Saturday and Sunday time and temperature settings. Weekday button. Press this to program Monday through Friday time and temperature settings. Yes button. No button. Press the decline of voice instruction. Fan switch turned to the on position. When the slide switches all the way up, the fan runs continuously. For the sighted user, fan appears on the display screen when in the on position. Fan switch in the auto position. When the slide switches all the way down, the fan runs only when heating or cooling is operating. Mode switch in heat position. When the slide switches all the way up, the thermostat is set to bring on heating. Mode switch in off position. When the slide switch is set to the middle position, the thermostat is set to off and will not bring on heating or cooling. When the report button is pressed, you will hear the thermostat setting is off. For the sighted user, off appears on the display screen. Mode switch in cool position. When this light switches all the way down, the thermostat is set to bring on cooling. For the sighted user, cool appears on the display screen when operating. Case buttons and display screen. All case buttons are located on the front of the thermostat for ready ease of use. Help button. Press this button to hear useful service information.
If you have problems following the instructions or need assistance, call 504-733-5888 and ask for VIP technical support.
Report button. Press this button to hear the day of the week, time, indoor temperature, and the temperature setting. If you do not hear any audio playback when the report button is pressed, the batteries may need to be replaced. For the sighted user, low battery VT2 appear on the display screen. If you hear low battery warning when the report button is pressed, the batteries need to be replaced. The unit will continue to operate for approximately 4 weeks, allowing you enough time to make necessary arrangements. For the sighted user, low battery VT1 appears on the display screen. If you hear it's time to check your air filter when the report button is pressed, your heating and cooling system has run sufficient operating hours to require your air filter to be checked. For the sighted user, check filter appears on the display screen and disappears after the report button is pressed. If you hear operating hours indicated as time to call for service, your heating and cooling system has run sufficient operating hours to require maintenance service. For the sighted user, CFS stands for call for service. It appears at the temperature setting location on the display screen. To remove it from the display screen, hold the no button down for 7 seconds. Up button. For each time pressed, you will hear the temperature setting increase 1 degree. Down button. Function button. Press this down for approximately 7 seconds and you will hear the software version number of your VIP1000 thermostat. Wake time. During program setup, you will hear a request to program this time period for time and temperature setting. Wake is the time you get up from sleeping. For the sighted user, an arrow points to wake on the display screen. Daytime. This is the second time period you will be asked to program. Day is the time you leave your home for the day. Evening time. This is the third time period you will be asked to program. Evening is the time you return home for the evening. For the sighted user, an arrow points to eve on the display screen. Sleep time. This is the fourth time period you will be asked to program. Sleep is the time you go to sleep. For the sighted user, an arrow points to sleep on the display screen. Day of week. When the report button is pressed, you will hear the day of week. For the sighted user, the current day of the week appears on the display screen. AM or PM. You will hear AM or PM after the time played when the report button is pressed. For the sighted user, AM or PM appears on the display screen. Fahrenheit, Celsius, override. You can temporarily override the programmable temperature setting until the next time period by pressing the up or down button. You will hear your new temperature settings with each press of the up or down button. For the sighted user, override appears on the display screen. Section 3, setting up your thermostat. Okay, now that you are familiar where the button and switches are located, it's time to get your thermostat ready to install. The first thing you need to do is program the thermostat to the correct day and time. Press the daytime button and you will hear the default settings and question if you want to change it. Monday 12 o'clock a.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes or no. If the no button is pressed, the day and time settings remain the same.
We've already demonstrated this, so we'll move on.
Now anytime you wish to hear the day of the week, time, indoor temperature and temperature settings, just press the report button. For the sighted user on the display screen, the larger lower number is the indoor temperature. Above it is a smaller number that is the temperature setting. Section 4, regular or programmable operation. The VIP1000 can be used as a regular or a programmable thermostat by pressing the program on off button. When pressed and program is off is heard, the VIP1000 operates as a regular thermostat. Each press of the up or down key changes the setting by 1 degree. You also hear each degree change as you press the button. What is programmable operation? When set to programmable operation, the VIP1000 will automatically change your temperature settings 4 times each weekday and 4 times each weekend day. This can save you money by not excessively running your system when you are away or asleep. To determine if the thermostat is set to programmable operation, flip down the front panel door and press the on-off button. If you hear your program is on, the thermostat is set to run programmable operation. If you hear your program is off, press the button again and you will hear your program is on. The VIP1000 comes pre-programmed with default time and temperature settings. To hear these settings, press the weekday or weekend button. When instructed, press the up or down key to set wake time. When finished, press run. To review these settings, press the no button. You will hear the current wake time settings without making any changes. Press no at the beginning of each time period to hear settings. Follow the same procedure as the program advances to daytime, evening time, and sleep time. For the sighted user, the factory default settings are listed in the chart below. Weekday, wake up, 6 a.m., heat, 70 degrees, cool, 78 degrees. Day, 8 a.m., heat, 62 degrees, cool, 85 degrees. Evening, 6 p.m., heat, 62 degrees, cool, 82 degrees. That completes the 4 weekday settings. The weekend settings are the same times and temperatures as the weekday settings. Changing your programmable operation settings, you can conveniently make changes to your programmable settings before or after installing the thermostat. Begin by opening the front panel door and set the far right slide switch all the way up to the heat position. If the slide switch is set to the off position, the VIP1000 will remind you to turn system to heat or cool and then press the weekday or weekend button.
Turn system to heat or cool. Then press the weekday or weekend button.
To change the Monday through Friday program settings, press the weekday button and you will hear.
Do you want to change the program? Press yes or no.
If the no button is pressed, the programmable settings remain the same. Press the yes button and you will hear the following voice message. Would you like voice instructions? Press yes or no. Press the yes button and you will hear.
Press the up or down key to set wake time. When finished, press run 78 degrees. 9:00 a.m.
Each press of the up or down key advances the minute setting by 10-minute increments. Press the up button once and you will hear.
10.
Press it again and you will hear.
20.
Press the run button to accept and you will hear.
20.
Your new minute setting, you will then hear.
Press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run.
Press the up button once and you will hear.
10 a.m.
When finished, press run.
Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run.
Press the up button once and you will hear.
77.
Press it again and you will hear.
78.
Press the run button to accept your changes and you will hear your new temperature setting.
78.
You will then hear.
Press the up or down key to set day time. When finished, press run.
Follow the same procedure as you did for wake time to adjust the day settings. Evening and sleep settings will follow and are adjusted the same way. To change the Saturday and Sunday program settings, press the weekend button and follow the same procedure as you did for weekday. To change your programmable operation settings for cool, simply slide the mode switch all the way down to the cool position and follow the same procedure. Now that we've gone through everything, it's a good idea to practice using the thermostat. A good place to start is by actually programming the programmable operation settings to your own time and temperature preferences. Don't be afraid to change things. You can't break it and any ROM settings can always be corrected. Time-saving tip: to accept the current settings when you're here, press the up or down key to set wake, day, evening or sleep time. When finished, press run button. Just press the no button. It is especially useful when you wish to change only one or two time or temperature settings. Section 5. Other thermostat capabilities. Quick program override. When program is on, program temperature settings can be temporarily overridden by pressing the up or down buttons. You will hear the new temperature setting with each press of the up or down button. The new temporary temperature setting will remain until the next program time occurs or the run button is pressed. For the sighted user, the word override appears on the display screen. Temperature span. The temperature span to bring your system on and off is calibrated for normal operation. If adjustment is desired, please contact your service company. Replacing batteries. Low bat. To change batteries, first remove the front body by pressing your thumb on the plastic clasp located in the middle of the lower edge. While pushing the clasp in with your thumb, carefully pull and upward tilt the front body until detached. 4 AA batteries are located at the inside top of the front body. Press the batteries upward to remove them from bracket and replace with fresh 4 AA alkaline batteries. Make sure the positive ends of the new batteries are inserted facing the non-spring positive terminals of the battery compartment. Note: installing batteries the wrong way can damage thermostat. Section 6. Features. Audio playback of current day, time, indoor temperature and temperature setting for the visually impaired. Audio alerts when air filter needs checking, batteries low and system hours indicate services required. Operates on most single stage gas, oil or electric heating and cooling systems. Battery powered by 4 AA alkaline batteries. Temperature range 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Stores heating and cooling temperature settings. This completes the information on the VIP-1000 thermostat. This thermostat was designed and manufactured by Smartway Solutions, Inc. The model number is VIP-1000SI.
Well, again, I hope you enjoyed this demonstration. Thank you for listening. I hope that you get yourself one of these talking thermostats and make your life a whole lot easier and more independent. Thanks a lot.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.